Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's a very special day in the Flintstone household.
It's very exciting.
Congratulations are in order.
Yeah. Rocky Flintstone has become a grandfather.
Oh, thank Woo-hoo! Goodness you said grandfather.
The grandfather of porn.
Oh, my God.
I really worried he'd added another kid to the brood.
Oh, God, could you imagine? What was that thing that Margaret Thatcher said? We have become a grandmother. We have become a grandfather.
That's great
news. Very exciting.
So that means you're an uncle now.
I'm an official uncle and a godfather again.
He's trying to beat me. He's trying to beat my score.
James, I was asked to be godfather of my new nephew.
Yeah.
The next day, I was asked to be godfather to another child. I'm up to four.
Guys, it's quality, not quantity.
To another child, he asked. He saw a child on the street. He was like, got a godfather for that. Do you want one?
He's placed an advert in the paper. Will godfather for cash.
Well, that's lovely news. Congratulations
it is.
To the
it's
whole
really
clan.
Exciting.
Many congrats to every Flintstone in the family. Do we know the name? Are we allowed to know?
The baby is called Bam Bam.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
Very nice.
We're going to keep the name a little bit on the down low just for my sister's privacy. But yeah, really, really exciting.
Basically, so everyone doesn't grab the domain names.
Exactly. In 50 years, it'll be my grandfather wrote a porno and this whole thing will start all over again.
Oh my God, great, great.
But that's not what we're actually here to do. We're not here to just talk about Dad being a granddad. We are talking book six. It's time to review book six, guys.
I'm always surprised we call this the best of book six.
The worst of, would you rather?
Yeah, exactly. Or just like...
Some of.
Notable moments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, things that made us wheeze.
The easiest bits of book six to remember.
Yeah.
There are a lot, though. I put out on Instagram, actually, asking people for their favourite moments.
Yeah, thanks for getting in touch, because we wouldn't have been able to do this without you.
No, because as usual, Alice forgot everything.
Well, it's funny you say that, because you said, what are your favourite moments from book six? Mm.
So and you didn't reply.
And so I started listening from the beginning of the series. I got partway through episode one, and I wrote down like five things, right?
Who says she hasn't got a life?
Obviously, me listening... is me listening for the first time, because I don't remember a single goddamn
Obviously.
Thing.
Obviously, yeah, yeah. What are they?
Well, actually, it all just seems to be consecutive. So there's just one moment.
It's a little bit that you like.
It's just a lovely little bit that I like. So do you remember when Toffee Apple Chew wears a rosette?
Yes.
To Westminster Abbey at the funeral? I just adored.
Oh, I can't remember that.
That's one of your highlights of book six.
Playing the spoons at the funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. The order that Spooner had last ravaged them was the order that they were in the queue.
Yeah.
And then the one that basically is my favourite moment from that episode.
What?
Is Jamie trying to say the word morning, but of course he could only say morning.
Morning. No, it isn't me not being able to say it. It's me saying it, you know.
Are you about to say properly?
I'm resisting saying
See you
properly.
In prison, because that is the biggest crime I've ever heard.
Okay, I can't speak properly. I cop to it.
Well, before we get to it properly, we should talk about the tour, because it started. We're in it.
Oh my God, I know.
So much fun.
I'm in mourning for my life, because now we're just on the road, baby.
A lot of people are asking if you need to be up to date with the podcast.
Yeah,
you don't
at all. I mean, it's Dad. Nothing makes sense ever.
And actually, it's kind of a fun standalone. So it's sort of the prime thing to bring... your mate too, that's not necessarily as much of a blinker.
And also, you get to write some of the book, this live show. Dad's done a kind of like pick your own porno show, whereby the audience at various points throughout the show have to decide decisions, and it takes the book into different directions. So you are part of the show like never before.
Yeah, no two shows are the same. It's great. Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Exactly.
And don't forget, if you booked a ticket way back when in 2019, the good old days.
Those remember days.
In UK and Europe, then your original ticket will be honoured and there is a rescheduled date waiting for you. So just check at mydadwriteaporno.com/live. All the info there about your new date.
And we've also emailed you personally to remind you to get your ass to the theatre.
Yeah, James actually has done that. I know. Which I really love.
So check your trash. It's probably in there.
Took me ages. One by one.
Did you actually? Because there is a way around that. We should have said, I wondered why you look so knackered. But you get a little taste of what it's like to work with James.
Exactly.
Like, very organised man. Just hugely. Reminding you, this is what you bought. Please still come. See you there.
I'm looking forward to Helsinki. I've never been to Helsinki before. Bit of Finland.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, first time in Finland.
Alice, where are you looking forward to?
Where am I looking forward to?
London, probably. It's right near your house. Pop straight back up. She's coming in pyjamas.
Well, funny you mention that, actually, because the 5 Palladium dates have sold so well that we're adding another one, May the 18th, at the Royal Festival Hall in London. So if you missed your chance on the Palladium ones, do not worry. We're going nowhere, baby.
North America, US, Canada, we're coming to you. San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Seattle. Vancouver, Toronto.
Yes. Radio City Music Hall in New York City. I cannot wait.
That will be our biggest show ever.
And that's the final night of the tour, so it's going to be mega. So, if you haven't got your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? They are selling out. Go to mydadwriteaporno.com/live.
They are selling faster than the Cry No More knife at the Steels Pots and Pans stall at the Pots and Pan Pacific Conference.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, very much so. Which, speaking of, we should delve into the best or our favourite. Let's not say best. You're right, James. Our favourite bits of book 6.
Well, we have to. There's one that just came up time and again.
I think I know what you mean. Is he a DJ?
He's a DJ. He does the breakfast show on Steels Pots and Pans Radio.
The man is an icon. Bella wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing Ian Snail.
At the end of book 6. Ian Snail is allergic to salt.
He's not slug.
Aren't they the same?
They are, they're slugs with houses.
I just spat my champagne all over my face.
I would ask why we've never heard about him before. Because this is the best day of my life.
It takes him so long to get to the office.
I think that was one of the top 5 moments of my life when we heard that name for the first time.
We were so drunk.
It's such a wet, sloppy response. It's just like snot and like snorting wheezing. And tears and wheezing.
Oh yeah, the cleanup after that episode, Alice, must have been.
Oh my God. I had forgotten quite how much joy that brought us, but hearing it again has actually given me a light head.
What is it about Ian? Because there's obviously loads of like crackerjack names in this book. What is it about Ian Snail specifically that got us so hard?
It's so evocative. It's not just us, though. People have drawn incredible... The tattoo?
A guy got a tattoo.
Yeah.
It's half snail, half man holding a briefcase. Like, he's got this a shell. And it's massive on the top of his arm.
It's not okay.
A little one. It's not a little one.
If you're going to do it properly.
I think it's because, unlike the build-up to some characters... Ian Snail just slid in.
Yeah, slid in out of nowhere.
Under the radar on a letter sleeve.
And also, I think because it was the last episode of the series, and she was back at Steel, so we weren't expecting a new character.
Oh my God.
And suddenly, bam, Ian Snail.
Least of all, someone who was quite so important to the company structure and we should have heard about far sooner.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, that's just pure Rocky, isn't it? Book 6, end of the book, still delivering iconic characters. Yeah. Like, Ian Snail, I mean, dare I say it, has maybe surpassed Toffee Apple Chew as novelty characters that people enjoy. It's a proper Noah's Ark, isn't it, Steels?
Oh, it really is. There was somebody else that made an appearance in book 6 who I really enjoyed. And it also was at the same point that we learnt something about Tony's office. Belinda, Tony said sternly, I must introduce you to Giles Cottonsbirth.
You absolutely must, my darling. Oh, Giles, I'm so sorry. What a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Panting, Belinda wiped sweaty strands of hair from her forehead, pushed her tits back into her blouse as she smiled at an elderly lobbyist reclining on Tony's sofa bed.
Bed in the office
for those long nights, you
he's
know.
Lying down on a sofa bed.
You gotta commit when it comes to steals. God,
honestly, the structure of that office is just mad. The furniture,
but think, you know, you're about to close a deal in, I don't know, Hong Kong. You can't go home and go to bed.
Exactly, yeah. It's a 24-hour business.
It's barely an 8-hour business.
That was actually quite a dramatic episode, wasn't it? That's where George turned out to be Giles.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Belinda tried to apprehend him.
Oh my God, yeah.
In her own inimitable style.
Belinda began to prepare her tools to perform a citizen's arrest.
That took my breath away.
What tools?
Get your hammer out.
Wait, are you going to say she's going to handcuff him? Because that's not what you do on a citizen's arrest.
No, she's not going to handcuff him. She's going to fashion handcuffs.
Like a blacksmith.
Puts on a welder's mask. Great.
Tools for a citizen's arrest. Only Rocky.
Citizen's arrest. That is so good. I mean, you'd think that because Belinda is kind of in cahoots with MI5 and stuff, it wouldn't need to be a citizen's arrest. It could just be an actual arrest if she has that sort of authority.
There's a lot of confusion about the jurisdiction around those arrangements.
Does she just carry that tool bag around with her at all times?
It's her briefcase.
Oh, of course. She's got a spanner in there. She's got a hammer in there. She's got a chisel in there.
There was so much kind of spy stuff. It really ramped up the spy narrative. It kind of completed it in a way, this book.
It got quite complicated, yeah.
And one of my favourite bits was when Belinda came across a gadget from Senor Zip. One was a cool radio for the shower.
It's waterproof.
Belinda tested it out to start the day, and while she was washing her soapy tits, she was enjoying the music. How clever that no electric shocks could happen despite this piece of electrical equipment being near water.
I know that this is really stupid, but I'm with her. A shower radio. I just love a shower radio.
Blows my mind to this day.
Honestly.
It's the dark arts, isn't it? And they called it puppy love. Interception, interception.
Oh, it's a communication device. Interception, interception.
Then Senor Zip's voice rang out as clear as dawn.
And they call it interception, interception. It's just a remix.
I think that's a Victoria Beckham song, isn't it?
With Dane Bowers, loved it.
I think Dark Child produced that.
I love that he could have had any gadget. He could have invented anything. He just went with a shower radio. It wasn't in a previous book an anklet that could turn into binoculars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think interception, interception should be what you say when you go to interrupt somebody in a conversation. Interception, interception. Just want to say.
I actually think there was a much better gadget in this book that wasn't even linked to the spies. This was a new Steals Pots and Pans product.
Oh, finally.
The aforementioned Cry No More knife.
Yes.
G'day, Pan Pacific.
She bellowed.
I imagine that was the reaction. Tumbleweed.
She bellowed to no one in particular.
Welcome to the cutting edge onion buster utensil everyone's on about.
On about.
Although I personally loved the stylish oxy onion goggles of last season, I had a 3D pair myself.
3D?
The boffins at Steels Pots and Pans have now created something better. I give you a sharp knife that blows air outwards as it slices onions.
Right.
The silence.
It's a hairdryer with a knife strapped to it.
The silence in the fast dispersing crowd worried Belinda.
Oh, it's clearing out. She's done an absolute rotter.
Who just shouted out, "Yeah!"
Now I know why she wasn't very sure about how to use it.
This is the future.
With that authoritative statement, Bella began chopping an onion live on stage.
Live! A live onion chopping! Imagine the spectacle!
David Blaine's not done this one, has he?
But unfortunately,
oh no,
the settings hadn't been expertly calibrated on the Blade air filter. Much to her embarrassment, squirts of onion juice sprayed into her heavily mascaraed eyes.
Oh, so now it's sucking the air back and like sort of...
it's blowing it into her face.
That is badly calibrated. Why does it even have that option?
Ah, no! My eyes! They're blinded by juice!
I forgot quite how chaotic.
And that's cut down.
We missed a trick. An onion live. I mean, we should just do that.
Yeah, oh my God. Cancel the tour. We'll just go on stage and each chop an onion.
Why did we make a show?
We got some genius designs for that, actually, after the episode.
Oh, my People God, we did. Pictures.
So one guy created a whole... Do you remember this trailer he did?
Yeah.
It was like a CGI trailer. Amazing. Advertising the Crying Animal.
It looks great.
I'd actually buy that.
But yes, someone really delved into the science of it and actually made a practical working... It's amazing.
The science of what?
Like, I guess the little fans that would blow the, the onion juice. I don't know.
I just love the image of Bella just like... in like floods of tears trying to sell this thing. I mean, it was quite a big book for bodily functions generally, actually.
I think I know what you're referring to.
George, you asshole.
Vomit under bath.
You
vomit under bath. I said vomit under bath.
Vomit under bath. I thought that was like a German colleague. Vomit under bath. Come here.
Hair vomit chunderbar. Yeah.
Hello, I'm James Vomit Chunderbar.
Oh, you know Mrs. Marshall Castle Gloss. Well, I'm hair vomit chunderbar.
So it goes, George, you asshole, vomit chunderbar. You have spew sick wretch.
Absurd. Absurd.
Absolutely crazy. I don't think we get enough credit for the character names we come up with in these books sometimes.
And actually, James Vomit Chunderbath sounds like you would be sort of high up in German society.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you think? So aristocrat.
I changed my name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that there's a kind of glam about it.
Duke James Vomit Chunderbath.
It's a name that everyone wants.
But not everyone can give.
I did particularly enjoy this year that we kind of got to know Belinda's backstory a bit more.
You love the biography.
I just think she's an enigma. We've discussed before, and I think this book did some work, I mean, not a lot of work, but some work to kind of fill her out. We learnt about her past, where she came from.
Oh yeah, we learnt about her parents.
Arriving to the family home, she was shocked to find no one at home.
Oh.
No matter, she thought. Dad was probably sniffing a vine and mum a line.
A line? Mum's on coke. Mum's doing a bit of Charlie.
I don't know what sniffing a vine is, but I know what sniffing a line is.
Oh my gosh.
Dad was probably sniffing a vine and mum a line. Parents, Belinda knew, were not perfect.
I mean, it's really no surprise that they're absolutely bonkers. Yeah.
We learn a lot about them and their personalities, which I guess pieces together why she is such an eccentric woman.
Unusual lady, yeah.
She's giving me a real, like, Adina Patsy vibes from Ab Fab, the way you portrayed her, Jamie.
Yeah, I have a lot of notes on the mum. What? Yeah. How do you grow up with that personality? And to be fair, end up as normal as Belinda.
What was her job?
She was quite a shit burlesque dancer, right? She wasn't very successful.
And she had quite the ditty.
Yeah, she just would, like, do performances to anyone who walked into her kitchen. She sung Belinda an intoxicated torch song.
Oh my God, he's going to sing.
Where? Where have you been? My love, you I have not seen. My love, It's true, your body's looking lean.
How's he doing this off the top of his head? What's his melody?
But first and last and only daughter.
And that took a turn.
Why do you look so mean?
Is she writing this on the spot?
Jamie's writing on the spot.
Literally. Old Mother Blumenthal.
Old Mother Blumenthal.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Looking lean.
Why is so mean?
My first and last and only daughter.
The only daughters are really fit. What is that tune?
Does Rocky supply you with sheet music?
No, I just made that up because... That was one of the times that I did prepare a bit in advance. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I have to sing some sort of song.
And that's what you chose?
Well, I was just so like, morose.
What would you have rather? Like, first and last and only daughter.
It's just haunting. It's such a strange melody.
It was a torch song. It was supposed to be like, you know, anguish.
Right, okay.
Sure.
And also, can we just dissect what she was actually saying there? So basically, she's saying, you're never around.
You look very thin.
You're looking thin. And why did you look so mean? Why was she looking so mean? It doesn't make sense.
Well, Belinda was probably looking mean because she was, like, on coke in front of her. She was like, Mum, can you just, like, chill for 5 minutes?
She's not got a great poker face at the best of times. And when confronted with a version of Adina, you're like, oh, not this again.
Well, speaking of parents... Mm.
As we love to do.
Do you remember when Alice made the ultimate...
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do.
...faux pas about your father?
I wake up in the night and think about it. There's one rule of my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
I just presumed.
Oh. Just use Rocky's real name.
Has that never happened before?
I'm so sorry. That
Alice,
slipped
you
out.
You are no longer head presenter of the
I was going to say, things have really changed.
I don't know how that popped out. What I meant.
The police are. Oh, you're going to jail. You're going to the clink. And obviously, that night you spent in the cell.
And I deserved it. My God, I deserved it.
She's still tagged now.
I handed myself in because that isn't a greater crime. I can't believe that hasn't actually happened before, to be fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is genuinely the first time you've done that.
I now default to Rocky. I very rarely call Rocky by Rocky's
Even in real
name.
Life, you don't, yeah.
It's too risky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has morphed into Rocky now. Like, the man that he was before is a mere shadow.
It's sadly gone, yes. Yeah. But I can only apologise. I mean, hearing it there...
You put the whole operation at risk, Alice, and I think I'll never forgive you. I must be honest.
I'm the weakest link, goodbye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Now, we don't always realise just how much our negative thoughts and experiences stick with us and weigh us down. You might find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mum does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting.
Maybe it's time to get all of this off your chest. And I'm sorry about what I said last week, James. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. And that's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it, so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad. There were some great bits that were like subtle stuff that Dad wrote this series that really made us laugh. Particularly when he just wrote two words that made us absolutely howl. It is factually correct. Okay. This will be good.
Lawyers on speed dial. Oh God, what is this gonna be?
Come on, Dad.
I already hard disagree.
I object.
It is factually correct to say that lust is as powerful a drug as heroin. And Belinda was an addict scoring on the badass streets of desire. Never have two words brought so much joy.
Oh my gosh, when he gets you though, doesn't he?
He just shouldn't be allowed to say that. Like, let's just regulate the books in the future. He's going to get us into a lot of trouble if he keeps saying everything's factually correct.
Were we just delirious throughout this book?
Honestly. I know. Get it, your poor neighbours.
I have to say, look, Rocky is one thing, and we know what we're dealing with.
Oh,
there.
He's one thing.
He's one thing, all right. My God, he's one thing. But the element of all of this that I just cannot forgive is Jamie's defence of Rocky.
What do you
at
mean?
Every turn, actually the weirdest turns.
Yeah.
He jumps in and he's like a dog with a bone.
Sometimes I think he just wants a fight.
Honestly.
I figure that if things aren't mentioned, you can plausibly say that they... don't look at me like that.
I can't defend you if you're going to be silly.
But if Dad definitively says they aren't somewhere, then we know they aren't. But if he just doesn't mention that they are or not, they could have been there.
So is that now a rule for everything? Mickey Mouse is there! We've never mentioned him, but he's been following Belinda this whole time! What are you on about? Bella's covered in... shit! We've never mentioned it, but it's there!
I haven't said she isn't.
I didn't say Belinda wasn't a dolphin.
The Duchess has 27 lip piercings.
Okay, point taken, fine.
Steals pots and pans is on the moon. You should have asked.
I mean, it was absurd logic at the time.
What an unbelievable claim.
This is what these books have done to me.
That will go down in history as being the weakest defence you've ever heard.
Yeah. But something that you can't question is that he creates things that become common parlance, like part of our vernacular.
That's true. Heaven on a hat stand from years gone by.
The cow's moo, a gentleman's woof.
Oh, that's one of my personal favourites.
The flesh of mankind.
Yeah, exactly. And I think... there's one thing that is being adopted by offices the world over. She was now expected to E-D-A-D-D.
E-D?
A-D-D.
Should we guess exit. What? Eat dick all day, dude, or something?
You got one word right in there.
Dick.
No.
Oh, day.
Day, yes.
Every day.
Oh!
Ass day.
No, but you're very close.
Every day?
Yeah.
Is it about like hot desking or something? She's expected to like every day, anywhere.
No.
Every day, ask?
No.
Every day, ask.
Ask?
Yeah,
no.
Ask.
No.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Every day.
Every day, allow. Every day, and.
And?
No.
Oh.
Fun as this is, I might just say.
No, we're not done yet.
Okay. Yeah. Every day. What other words start with A? Every day, anal?
No.
Can we move on from the A and do the desk? So it's like everyday something desk duty or something, or desk.
You're close.
Is desk in it?
Desk is one of the words, yeah.
Everyday alternative desk?
You'll kick yourselves when you hear
it. Oh, God. It's one of those acronyms you always forget.
So she was now expected to E-D-A-D-D. Every day a different desk.
That was ah.
Every day a different desk.
They call it hot desking. It's not called E-Dad.
No, they call it every day a different desk. I've heard that.
Are you E-Dadding? Yeah, me too.
Why does he insist on making his life more difficult?
I don't know. I think Edad's going to catch on.
Because what's the etymology of hot desking? It's like, oh, this desk is too warm. I
can't stay
move.
For long.
And now in like a post-pandemic world, you know, people aren't going to the office every day. They have to share their office space. They're Edadding.
They're Edadding.
I would argue every day a different desk is not a pandemic safe way to live, but yeah, okay. True, yeah. Just spread it all over the office, baby.
I've just remembered someone from the book.
Who?
Look like his face. Someone who became like quite legendary quite quickly. Clint. Do you remember Clint?
Clint, her old
the boyfriend.
Yeah, old flame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, he played him like a what, like an old Manx stoner?
Well, that's what he was.
Oh, right, okay, sure.
He wasn't Manx. He was like, he was from Kent, wasn't he? I did particularly enjoy it when they were flirting, that really awkward chat that they had.
I love Rocky dialogue.
Belinda, am I dreaming or just doped? He said dopily. Could you be both, dearest Clint?
Dearest Clint. Clint! Clint!
Could you be both, dearest Clint? Belinda flirted casually. You usually are.
Usually? They've not seen each other for 20 years.
Wow. I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke. I am, Belinda laughed as she pointed at her rapidly burning cigarette.
Why?
Clint laughed too.
What, she pointed at her cigarette? Like, that makes...
Wow, I thought you were a mover and a shaker in the big smoke. I am, as she pointed at us.
Fucking hell.
Top-notch banter. Top-notch banter.
Belinda laughed as she pointed at her rapidly burning cigarette. Clint laughed too. Then Belinda laughed again, thinking, gosh, it was always so natural.
Oh,
dude.
God.
That's the most unnatural conversation I've ever heard.
They're as thick as each other, so I can see why they got on.
Gosh, it was always so natural with this dude.
Fucking boring.
It must have been over 10 years since I told you you look like a foxy mama.
Foxy mama.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Foxy mama. Because he's from the 70s. I'm sorry. I want to tear my skin off.
Thing is, Rocky is such a great conversationalist in real life.
Dynamic, yes. Yeah.
Why can't he put it on the page?
Oh, that is... I feel so stressed at how uncomfortable that chat is.
How does he do it? Like, seriously, with so few words, create such a whole person.
I mean, I think a lot of credit has to go to voice work there. I very rarely extend that compliment, but, you know, really, fantastic. It just jumps out of the speaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And credit to the listeners for, you know, trying to have an imagination and trying to make something out of the mess.
One thing that I loved about this book was that we kind of finally had the wrap-up of the kind of wider narrative that we've been enjoying for the past 4 books, I think.
I hate it when he says narrative because it reminds me that that's what it was intended to be.
Yeah, and wrap up is such a strong phrase for what happened.
I suppose if you gathered the tatters of shredded documents, you are sort of, you know, wrapping them up into the bin. But...
and then tying the bin back.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because so much of the books have lately been about Belinda's pursuit of one particular thing.
And for once, it's not an orgasm.
And... well, she found him. Mr. Hushman, the background goon, had felt the shift in weight from the tail being removed from his costume.
The blueprints!
The blueprints are in the tail!
Why? Why? Why?
Oh, well, I'll just put these in my tail for the sex party.
If these blueprints are on normal paper...
The blueprints!
He squealed as his eyes rolled from the back of his head to rejoin the scene.
Oh, so stupid.
one of the most extraordinary voices you've ever done.
Thank you.
It just doesn't make any sense. Why did he hide the blueprints in the tail for the sex party dressed as a mouse?
James, this isn't your world. Like, you're not to know the schemes and the tactics.
Honest to God.
That whole end section of this book, I just loved. So that was when she was at, yeah, that sex party in
Berlin. An orgy.
Mm. Yeah, and then she was chasing Agent XYZ, who turned out to be Maeve, and then Bish came, and that kind of...
There was a huge theatrical performance.
There was the stage spectacular with the moving platform and the lighting.
Yeah,
and it really looked like it was going to be curtains for Belinda. They were about to kill her, and then... Oh, and Wayne Burt was there, who was Dr. Robbins, but he was actually an American. Oh, my goodness.
Sure.
The three beans,
I guess,
were just his baked beans business. I mean, so much happened. And we thought it was the end of Belinda, but Rocky had us. He had our backs.
Now, before you die, get on your knees and suck my nice-sized cock.
That was horrible.
Did someone say cock?
So, oh my God.
So whenever anybody says cock, even if it's not a member of cock, she appears, I presume, on a horse.
Did someone say cock?
Oh my God, I love it.
What an entrance.
Belinda, Bish, Maeve, and Dr. Wayne Burt Robbins.
we're still sticking with the alias, fine.
Turned in a gasp explosion. The Duchess jumped from her steed-ess and cartwheeled towards Belinda. Wow. Cartwheeled towards Belinda.
She's spry, isn't she?
She's got the hips of a much younger woman.
She centrifugally threw her body between Belinda and Agent XYZ and karate chopped Maeve's back. So she fell stricken to the floor.
Hurry up! Do you know what I can think about now? How did they get Toffee Apple Chew to Germany?
I'm like...
In the cargo hold of a plane, did Toffee Apple Chew just have a seat?
Or on to the ferry, and then you drive on from there in a horse box.
Yeah, but like when you're in a bit of a hurry and trying to save someone's life,
yeah,
it seems like there's a lot of like documents you'll have to fill in, especially now we're not in the EU anymore. It's not going to be easy.
No, you know in Free Willy and the like, when they put killer whales in those harnesses and
can
lift them out of the water, how far could you have a horse in a harness to fly it over? Probably not from England to Germany.
To Germany, no.
It's not that far, though. I mean, what would it take to drive? Like a day and a half?
What, if Toffee Apple Chew just drove?
This is ludicrous.
No, drove her in a horse box.
She can't hold the steering wheel with the hoofs.
It's not ye olden times. Toffee Apple Chew can't just ride across Europe.
But yeah, fantastic moment. I just have this image of the Duchess like atop a hill with the sun behind her.
Very Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
Except inside.
Inside,
in this strange room with this special rig.
And Dr. Robbins / Wayne Burt with his travelling desk.
But the desk.
The desk. Every day different desk. Every day the same desk.
He takes it with him. Like Ian Snail's house.
But obviously, Cock, the Confidential Order of Cookwin.
Oh, C-O-C-K.
Saved the day.
Absolutely.
Everyone was kind of brought to justice. We thought everything was getting back to normal. They were just having a nice old orgy back at the office. And then came a huge twist.
Yeah. Belinda was basically told by Sir James that business is brutal, she wasn't getting her job back, and that basically she should be lucky to even be employed on this temporary basis that she'd suddenly had to endure with Bella being made the International Sales Director of Seals, Pots and Pans.
An utter disgrace.
Wow, that's a lot to say. And the whole end of book six was kind of like revelatory. We flash back to Berlin where Petra told Belinda she had inherited Bish Herstellung and was now the head of the company, only for Belinda to tell her to stuff it because she was loyal to Steele's Pots and Pans. So we thought we knew where it was going and Dad just did a proper U-turn.
A full-on U-turn. We were going back to where we came from.
The handbrake was on and we were just spinning wildly.
Business is brutal.
Sir James's talk clattered around Belinda's cerebral matter, holding her nose from the slight stench of the Steele's toilets.
It's Bella been in there.
Belinda finished dialing. Nervous-like, she held the phone to her right ear hole. Hello, is that Petra? Est ist Belinda? I've changed my mind. How soon Can I start?
Oh, holy shit.
Belinda, blink.
Oh my God!
But what a finale.
Oh my God.
I mean, actually genius. Actually genius.
Stop now.
No, but actually genius,
no,
Alice.
But stop.
Because think about it. Like, what a great direction to take things.
The rivals.
The rivals. She's going to have to go to a different country, set up a business against her old company.
Family.
Family. Yes, family.
Yes, family.
I kind of love it. It just shows, treat your employees well, otherwise they will fuck you over, just like Belinda.
Yeah, and if you two don't start treating me better, I'm out the bloody door.
That is fine, but not before we just finish. Can we just wrap this up first?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we have some things to say.
Yeah, of course.
This was fun.
This was fun. I forget how many funny bits there are. And it's always, to me, it's always those little throwaway lines that you forget that just like... They just kill me.
The magic's in the granular. It really is.
Every time we do one of these, I'm always like, oh, fuck, this is a really fun show. I do love it.
Not thinking it the rest of the time.
No. That's why we brought him back for this.
I am in shackles here. I'm chained to my chair.
Well, Jamie, it doesn't have to be over.
It'll never be over, James.
It'll never be over. We've got the tour.
Yes.
Got the tour. And I guess we can say now we're going to come back for some Christmas specials.
Obviously, it wouldn't be Christmas without Belinda.
And there's a few more, should we keep those a surprise? A few more special things over
the year.
Yeah. We're working on some things in the background.
Don't look at me. We're just in the background, please.
We are Mr. Hushman, the background goons. We are working our asses off for you.
Fun stuff, though.
Fun stuff. So we'll see you on the road and we'll see you later in the year. Lots of love from Team Porno.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.